We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Mishnah Nicham Yaakov ben Bidichos Eliyahu, we're in Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Shavuos HaEdus Ketzad. What's the case of Shavuos HaEdus? This is where Shavuos was taken, where someone denied knowing testimony for someone, and in fact he was lying, he's chayv to bring a korban of a yored. So what exactly is the case? So Shavuos HaEdus Ketzad. Amar Lishnayim Bo'i V'ha'iduni. A litigant came to two people and said, come and testify on my behalf. And they said, Shavua Shein Anu Yodim Lecha Edus. They take a Shavua that we don't know Edus for you. Had they just said, we don't know Edus, so that wouldn't be enough. They need to use the language of a Shavua. So Shavua, we take an oath, Shein Anu Yodim Lecha Edus, when indeed they do. Or they said, we don't know Edus without the word Shavua, but he adjured them, Mashbi ani aleichem. Can I take you, would you take an oath to that effect? V'amru amein. And they said, amein. We had that in the past. Amein is considered like you took the shul yourself. Hare elu chayavim. So they are going to be chayav, the korban olah v'yored, for this shvuas ha'edus. If, though, let's say they were completely silent, they didn't deny, they didn't affirm about Edus, so then this is not considered a Shvua, and they're going to be, and they would be putter from that carbon. Mishnah says, Heshbi'a alehen chamisha pa'amim chutz lebeizdin, ubo lebeizdin v'hodu p'turim. Having a case of litigant came and was mashbi'a them even five times outside of Beis, and each time they denied knowing testimony. And then they came to court and they confessed. Bo leithim v'hodu. They're going to be parted from a carbon. Why they're exempt? They said they were kofar each and every time that he was mashbiya them. But nonetheless, that was outside of Beis Din, and therefore they're not going to be chayav. You remember from Mishnah Aleph, we mentioned Rabbi Meir's opinion, where Rabbi Meir said that if a person swears even outside of Beis Din, they're going to be chayav for that shvua. But that's all if a person is swearing outside of Beis Din about the shvua. But if you deny having knowledge of the testimony, so that has to be done in the Beis Din itself. So if you have to look at the language of the Mishnah, Hishbi alehem chamisha pa'amim chutz lebeis din, he was mashbi'a them. And what did they say? They said, we don't know Edus. They didn't use the language of Shvua. And there was no, he said, can I be mashbi'a? And they said, amen. They denied each and every time. Had they said Shvua, we don't know Edus, outside of Beis Din, according to Rabbi Meir, that would have been a violation of the Shvua. That would be a Shvua to Edus, for which you chayv the carbon of the Yored. But here, even according to Rabbi Meir, it's not a problem. They came to Beis Din now and then they confessed and they denied outside of Beis Din without using a language of Shvua. They're going to be Pater. What about Kafru? What if they were silent? Each he told it five times, I'm Ashbiya you, and they didn't deny. They were silent till he said, I'm Ashbiya you, each and every time. And then after the five times, they denied, they were kofar knowing any testimony. But this kfira took place in Beis Din. So that's what it means. It says, kafru, they denied. So in the first case, he was mashbi'a them five times outside of Beis Din, and they denied each and every time. And now, but that was all outside of Beis Din. Then they come to Beis Din and confess, they're going to be parted. In this case, kafru, what happened? They denied, but they denied in court. Outside of court, they were silent. Where was the kfira, the denial? Inside of court. So then, chayavin akol achas v'achas. The chay for each and everyone, he was mashbiya them five times. You'll say, hold on 1 second. They were silent after each and every time. Nonetheless, the pasuk says, v'hayok ki esham la'achas me'ele. So that implies that a person can be chayav for each shvur. So it's true. They who was mashbiya them outside of court, and they were silent each and every time. But since that the fear of the denial of that we don't know ages took place in Beis Din, so they're going to be chayv, and this is true according to Rabbi Meir, according to Chacham, according to everybody, and the chayv for each and every one because there were five. He was mashbiya them five times, even though they were silent each and every time coming to court. The chayv for each and every one based on the pasuk v'hayaki asham la'achas me'ele. That kfira, that denial in court, applies to each and every hashba'a that they were adjured, and therefore the chayv or karbonal of the yored for each and every one, five karbonos. Hishbi'a alein chamisha pa'amim Bifnei based in the kofer. But here, he was mashbia them, these two edim, five times in front of based in the kofer when they denied. So then, they're only chay of one. Here, since all took place in the Beis Din, we don't say that, oh, in this case, oh, they're kofar once, it applies to each and every time they were mashbiyah. No, that was true when it took place outside of court and they were kofar inside of court. But if he adjured them the five times in court, or these two aid them matter, and they were kofar, they denied all five of them in court, so that's considered one denial, one kfira, and only one karbon. Why should this be? So the answer is, it sounds like it should be the same. Either in both cases, they should be chayav one karbon, or in both cases, should be chayav five karbonos. What's the difference between the case where it happened in Beis Din or outside of Beis Din? Either way, the kfir in the end was in Beis Din in both cases. Who cares where, if he was mashbia them outside of Beis Din or inside of Beis Din? So Rabbi Shimon says, I'll tell you why. Ho'il ve'enam yecholim lachzor olahodos. I'll tell you why. Because the witness is denied each of these hashbos in Beis Din, they're only chai of for the first one. Why? Because they can never retract that kfira. There's a concept of kevan shehigiv shuv eno chozer umagid. Once you're in Beis Din, we look at a kfira like any type of edus. And the rule is, once witnesses give their testimony in court, it can never be retracted. They can't change it. And even if they admit that they were lying, it doesn't matter. Kevan shehigiv shuv eno chozer umagid. So if that's the case, and the litigant can't be mashbia them really a second time, even though we did it five times, it's really the only chayah for that first time. So this is all true in court, since they can't retract, says Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, it's considered all on package, and the chayah of only one carbon. Perek dalet mishnah dalet kafru shnehem ka'achas. The two witnesses were asked to come and testify, and they denied. And they denied they were kofar at the same time. Shneim chayavim, they're both going to be chayav. Now the Gemara says you can't really, if this is happening in court, so you can't really, people can't speak at the same time. So what does it mean, kofar shneim ka'achas? They were kofar both times, rattled simultaneously. How do you have that? Can't happen simultaneously. So the Gemara says it means, halachically, it's considered simultaneous, what we call toch de dibur, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So that's considered that it's connected and it's done simultaneously. If it were not, by the way, so then we would not make them both chayav, for the simple reason that once we have one person, one aid who's kofar, so the first one denied having knowing testimony, then the other one, so then only the first one is going to be chayav, since the testimony of two aidim is needed in financial matters to collect money from someone. So once the first one is kofar, the second one's testimony is meaningless. Wouldn't be helpful anyway. So therefore, his kfira didn't cause any loss of money. He would be exempt from a korban olah v'yoreid. So therefore, shneim chayavin is only where kofar shneim ka'achas. And of course, ka'achas means toch kedei dibur. But bazeh achar zeh. So that's Mishnah explains now. If there was longer than Shalom Alecha Rabbi, more than Ktoch Kedebu between the kfiros of these two Edim, both denying that they knew testimony when in fact they really did, then Harishon Chayev, he's Chayev the Karban Lavi Yared Vahasheni Pater. As we said, the first one denying knowledge of having testimony, so the testimony of the second person is meaningless, that's not going to help at all. So he didn't cause any financial loss potentially through his not coming to testify, through his denial of knowing testimony, even though he's lying. And therefore, he would be potter. Kofar echad v'hoda echad, ha-kofar chayef. One person, one of the edim who was adjured, said he was kofar. He denied having any knowledge. He, of course, but he lied. And the other one is modeh. What do you mean that was modeh? The other one said he admitted to knowing testimony, but the other one denied it. So as the Mishnah says, ha-kofar chayef, the one who did the kfir, the one who denied, is chayef the karbon olah v'yoreid. The Gemara asked, so this should pretty be obvious to us. We would explain that. If you have one person who's kofar, he's the one who's chayv. The other one is modeh, of course, he's not going to be chayv. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, and this is the Chiddush, at the very beginning, both were kofar, the testimony. But within toch kedei dibur, one of them, which he can do, within toch kedei dibur, he retracted his kfir, his denial, and he was modeh. He confessed that, in fact, I know testimony. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that that person he retracted, therefore he's exempt, because within toch kedei dibur, he can, he is able to change his testimony from kfira, from denial, to hodah, to confession. Hayushtei kitei edim, the Mishnah continues. You have, let's say, two pairs of witnesses. The litigant had two pairs of witnesses. Said, you know, both of you, Reuven and Shimon, you know edus of that for me, and Levi and Yehud, you know edus for me. Come to court, and I'm mashbia you to come to court. Kafra harishona v'achaka kafra hashniya shtein chayavos. If the first pair denied knowing testimony, of course, find out that they were lying afterwards. And then the second pair, they also denied it. They're both going to be chay of the korban oleviyorid. Why should that be? Minei shohei edus yicholol hiskayim b'shtein. Since the testimony of the second pair of edim would have taken effect, it would have been fine if the first pair, let's say the first pair had been kofir the knowledge. So, okay, so they deny knowing, but there's still testimony still alive. If Reuven and Shimon deny knowing anything, so if Levi and Yehuda have no testimony, so then in fact, whatever the financial the issue is, the money will have to be collected, will have to be paid. So therefore, if they now are kofir and they're liars, they're also going to be chayev. So that's what it means. Shtei tikei edim, kafar rishona, v'achar kafar shnia. Still, even the second one, shteim chayavos, m'nei shoha edus yicholu l'skayim b'shteim, because the edus can take effect with both. The Gemara, though, on Daf, Lam, and Gimel, raises the following question. Why can't the first pair say, we didn't cause any loss of money, because after we denied, we may have lied, but there was still a second pair of edim who could have testified, and the person could have collected the money on their testimony, so we didn't really cause any financial loss. So the Gemara says, makes a new kimta and establishes the case of the Mishnah is in a specific case, in a very limited case. What was that? So that's where the second pair of edim originally was disqualified to testify because they were relatives. There was kira mishbacha. How so? So the example that's given, let's say you have two sisters married to two men. So the brothers-in-law married to these two sisters, and the wives were gosesim. They were very close to death. This is more higher level than Shriv Meira, really on their deathbed. At the time that the first pair denied the testimony, at that time that they were kofir. So what would happen if these women, these wives, would pass away? So then that would break the kirva, the kirva mishpacha that they have. They would no longer be relatives, and now the two brothers-in-law would no longer be related if those women died, and they can serve as one of the sets of witnesses. There's also a principle of rov gosis in the misa. People who are in the state of being a gosis, we compare to like a flickering candle. So we assume that most of them are going to die. That's why we are kohen should not enter a room where there's a gosis. We assume that person is going to die. So if rov gosis in the misa, and these two sisters were gosisim, and this second pair of edim were brothers-in-law to these women, but the likelihood is they're going to die, and these brothers-in-law will now be eligible to testify because they won't be relatives anymore, won't be connected, because their wives will, they're no longer be married to two sisters because their wives will pass away. So therefore, maybe we should say that the kfira of the first pair really did not cause any. How would we view the fact that we have two sets of edim, where the second pair of edim are these two brothers-in-law? The first pair of edim can say, listen, rov gosis in the misa, these two brothers-in-law are eventually going to be kosher la'edus, and therefore our testimony, our denial, is not affecting anything. These guys will be able to testify. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we judge how if they're qualified or not now, but at the time that the kfira took place, when the first pair of edim were kofir, what there was there another pair of edim eligible? The answer is no. At that time, the sisters were alive, and therefore the second pair of Edim were brothers-in-law, and they therefore were not kosher to testify, and therefore it was the first pair of Edim. Their denial, which was a lie, was really the cause of a loss of money. And therefore, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The fact that the second pair of Edim potentially could testify when all is said at the end, so that's not, it doesn't matter. Because at the moment that the first pair testified, there was another pair of Edim the second pair of Edim were not kosher, were not qualified to testify because they were ineligible, because they were family. And therefore, the entire loss of money is based on the first pair.